CBS. I am the world. I'm John Batchelor. To Washington, Cliff May, the president and founder of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, looking to Capitol Hill for a positive result on the Reforming Intelligence and Securing America Act. This is 702, FISA Section 702. This is Russiagate. This is the scandal of these last years for some members of the FBI to abuse the process in order to pursue what was at the time a partisan goal of disrupting Mr. Trump's administration. Many years later, the Congress, House, and Senate have attended to reforming 702 so that we will not witness an abuse such as that ever again. Cliff, a very good evening to you. This all looks in train. In addition, you note in your article, 147 Democrats and 126 Republicans voted in favor of Reforming Intelligence and Securing America Act. I don't think you can get those numbers for a ham sandwich in Washington. Good evening to you, Cliff.
Good evening to you. It's a, you know, there's an odd coalition against it. It includes Republicans who are skeptical, who are nervous about giving powers to the FBI and the intelligence community, and for good reason, because we've seen leaders, very high-ranking officials in the FBI, doing very nefarious things, trying to influence elections, things that I very much disapprove of, and we're sad to see in the FBI, an organization I want to have full faith in. And as for the CIA, you know, we had, 51 former intelligence officials say, oh, that laptop that Hunter Biden left, that's just Russian disinformation. They had to know that they were not telling the truth. And so there's a real concern. At the same time, the fact of the matter is, it goes back a lot, we do need to be spying on our enemies. We do need to be surveilling them, wiretapping them, though it's more sophisticated than that. And one thing I point out in my column this week in the Washington Times, you know, the attack on Israel over the weekend was really bad. One of the ways, one of the many ways it could have been made worse, what if cells inside the U.S., that are loyal to, are instructed by, are funded by the Islamic Republic of Iran or Hezbollah, which is one of the proxies and foreign legions of the Islamic Republic of Iran, were to set off a terrorist attack right in the middle of it to make things much more difficult. And that's more of a possibility than ever because we have thousands, millions actually, of people crossing the border. We don't know who they are. They've not been vetted. We don't have a secure border. It's been worse since the Biden presidency. All that, nonetheless, we need to listen in on our enemies abroad, which is what this does. And if they're talking to people here in the U.S., communicating with them, we need to know that.
The chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Mike Turner, this quote in your article at the Washington Times. This amendment is not about Americans' inboxes and outboxes. What does that mean, Cliff?
Yeah, in other words, he's saying, look, we're focusing on the foreign national terrorists. We have a right and an obligation and a responsibility to surveil as best we can and monitor. And we do need to know who they're talking about here. But it doesn't just say, oh, okay, there's some guy here in the U.S. that's been talking to Hassan Nasrallah, the head of Hezbollah. Therefore, we can do anything without a warrant to him. No, we can't. But we will know that this is going, there will be a database that can be searched by a number of people. It's important to say that the section that of the 70, it's called Section 702 of the, what the, this has been, there are reforms and there are limitations, more than 50 of them in this particular bill. So we're understanding that we want to limit the ability of intelligence, of the intelligence community, particularly when it comes to American citizens. There are those who are also, I think, too worried about people who are here illegally, who I don't think, different discussion, I don't think should have the same rights as an American citizen if you're here illegally. Again, that's another discussion. So they're saying it's not just going to be open season on anybody who is speaking to somebody in Tehran or in Gaza or in Syria. It's not that. But Mike Turner, the chairman of the Intelligence Committee, also points out in regard to 9/11, we had Al Qaeda talking to people here who were going to carry out that mission to bring down the World Trade Center, to attack the Pentagon, maybe attack the White House, and we didn't know about it, and we should have at least been aware of it. If people from ISIS or Al-Qaeda or the Islamic Republic of Iran are talking to a number of people at a place where they are training pilots, don't we at least want to have that information and then we can follow up?
The former president, Mr. Trump, and you quote, "It was illegally used against me and many others. They spied on my campaign." That is right. Not factual, but it is in the right direction of abuse of power. You point out, however, that what happened with leadership at the FBI was they deceived the FISA court. What does that mean?
Right. So what Trump is referring to is that the FBI's really improper surveillance of Carter Page, who you may remember, listeners may remember, was an advisor to Trump's 2016 campaign. That misconduct, and it was misconduct, was not related to Section 702. It was lying to the FISA court. The FISA, you have to go to the FISA court if you want a warrant on an American subject. And the current legislation does provide penalties for lying to a FISA court. So it makes it less likely, not more likely, that that kind of misconduct that President Trump is complaining about will not happen in the future. Less likely it'll happen in the future, not more so. More so. And by the way, the quote I have from him, from President Trump, it's right. It was quite a few weeks ago. As it's gotten closer to, as it's passed in the House and could pass, we hope, in the Senate pretty soon, President Trump has backed off from it. Keep in mind that 702 was reauthorized when he was president. And this reauthorization only lasts 2 years. So should he be president again, he will get to weigh in. But what you don't want to do is have the intelligence community go blind and deaf at this very threatening point in history. You want to give them this power. You have this power with many reforms and audits and oversight, guardrails of various sorts. And you want to look at it again in two years after the election? Okay, you can. Maybe more guardrails come in, maybe not. But what we don't want to do is take away this authority, which credible people in the intelligence community have told me and others, this is the most important authority, the most important power, the most important tool, weapon that we have. Don't take it away now, especially when we could have all these cells inside this country and we may not know what they're up to.
Just a note, because it doesn't apply especially to the passing of this legislation, but it does apply to the American memory of what happened. Have you seen, Cliff, anywhere an explanation or an apology from James Comey about what happened under his leadership?
No, I've missed that, and I don't think you and I would have missed it if it had come out. And there are others, too, John Brennan, and I mean, there's a lot of people who really owe an apology to the American people for various deceptions, I think. So, no, I haven't seen that.
We're living with the memory of those moments, and that is why perhaps the hesitation in Congress.
Yes, and a lot of people said what these FBI officials and former intelligence CIA officials are doing is damaging the credibility of their institutions, and that will have ramifications. And indeed, it has. And that's why there are a lot of Republicans who are very, very concerned about this. And they're oddly teaming up with some of the most left-wing of the Democrats, who seem to me to be worried more about those here illegally and giving them all the rights and privileges they can possibly have.
Cliff May, Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. I'm John Nash.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.